Okay, so now we're going to shift to something that's very relevant. How does this community of West Africans predominating this area, how does this communicate? Is it word to mouth that predominates? Is it the radio? Is it the newspaper? Is it the TV? From your standpoint.
Is the radio, TV, and newspaper. Because right now we have many radio stations. And also so many newspapers published by African communities. And also, you know, many TV stations, you know, owned by Africans also. Yeah, no.
Right.
I know. Because Dr. Oniani has his own show in Senegalese, you know. Senegalese community also, they have so many radio shows. And also Ivorians and the people from Africa, so they have also a TV show called Africa Vision.
Africa Vision.
Yeah, that's, you know, and also we have the Griot, African Sometimes, and also there is a new now, one called the Africa, you know, published by Ghanaians, the people, the Ghanaians community. So inshallah, those, you know, these elements, so can help African community. And most of these people here, they watch, you know, New York One and CNN. You know, that's what it is. They watch New York One and CNN. Because the New York One kind of show a little bit about Africa, African community, our activities here, a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. But as other TV station, Fox 5, you don't need nothing about Africa. Unless there is a tragedy or calamity, that's all. That's why all of them know. They kind of listen to African news, African newspapers, that's all. That's all. Because we don't see ourselves in other, you know, daily news, or New York Times, a little bit. The New York Times kind of talk about Africa a little bit. But after, other than that, we don't find ourselves in other, you know, media.
My question stems now to, from the sources that you provided, CNN, New York One, the that's published by the Ghanaian community, the Africa Vision, Griot, African Sometimes, which of these do you think plays the most influential roles in this African community?
Is African Sometimes and the Griot. Because the Griot is a French and African Times is an English. So these two, and also the some radio station in French language, they kind of give a little bit of flashback about Africa, you know. Because yeah. The media in this country, we don't see ourselves either. So that's why we don't care. We don't care about, you know, Fox News. Fox News is about, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, you know, what is going on over there. And Muslims, you know, they kind of, you know, they're tough on us.
My second to last question is, why again, is it language preference, credibility, family or community preference, relevance, type of information that...
It's, I think, a language. Language preference. Because yeah. This one here, African Sometimes, the English in there is our language, is African. We call it African English. Everybody can read it. And Le Griot is a French language, so alhamdulillah, everybody also, 95% of the members of this community speak French.
So because of the language preference, do you think that the community has a community preference based on that preference, and
yes,
therefore there's more credibility given to that?
Yes, that's for sure. Yes, that's for sure.
All right, so it's all intertwined. I guess my last question now is, what is the most important influencing factor for this community? Is it the religious institution? Is it the media? What would you say it is?
I think Karma is a religious institution because mosque and imams, because if the imams play their role, the system should be playing. Think we're gonna bring everybody together. By bringing everybody together, from there, you know, we will establish, like, you know, a good, strong media, strong radio station, because whatever media, right, African media here in this country, is even a small group of people or small nationality behind that. And we want to build, like, establish a strong society by bringing everybody together. So I think now we need unity amongst ourselves, and from there we will establish one radio station for all Africans. Also, you know, TV station for all Africans, and newspaper will be our voice. You know, because sometimes it's focusing too much about Nigeria. Le Creole is too focusing too much about French part. You know, French speaking countries. That's the problem. To avoid that type of problem, we need to come together.
I think you just answered the question, what would be best for further development through that. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule for this. Thank you once again, Imam Suleiman. And may God bless us.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
That's my duty, inshallah. We're here. Every time. Anything we can do, inshallah. We're ready.
Thank you once again, and I'd like to end this interview.
Okay. Thank you.